severed the head of the serpent, but get bit by it still. Keep me on my leash, and the venom and the quill will still be here when you're gone. I feel bad for the fatted calf when your ass gets back home. Well, who's I to walk around knowing? Who is I to walk around knowing? Oh my God, he got something coming when all you've got is something. Well, take me by the bridge with the real big sunset. I don't know what it is, but what it is ain't done yet. By myself a little time, by myself in the middle, it'll get all sunken in. Well, take me by the bridge with the real big sunset. I don't know what it is, but what
Shakira, is that you?
Little, little,
lay. Oh my God, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Little, little, lay.
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Little,
don't touch that dial.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that? Let you know that just six mega corporations own 90% of all media sources in America. Just six. All it takes is one executive of one company to lift their finger, and millions of people get fed the same info. Whether that info is true or not, and no matter who everyone subscribes to, it's just something in.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection, a realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears, past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again, rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet, a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G., your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Excuse me, sir, is this the Delta House?
Sure. Come on in.
isn't true. I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? My friends, no what's his dog. Watch me walking, walking out the door. Believe me, I'll make it, make it. Believe me, I'll make it, make it. Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, honey? No, would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? Tell you straight, no intervention. Two feet, no deception. Had a bigger spree, that much is true. Had all I can take, now I'm leaving you.
Would I lie to you? No, never. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on the scene. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. And, well, it's an overcast Wednesday afternoon. We got some rain outside. At least it's not snow. And I've been checking out the Olympics. I was watching the women's relay cross-country skiing. Oh, man, you got to be in incredible shape to do that stuff. I mean, I was tired just watching those ladies. Incredible. But I think my favorite sport has to be curling. I have no idea what's going on, but it's just fascinating to watch, you know, how intense that whole sport is. And probably because I look at it and say to myself, I can do that. Yeah, not really. Anyway, hey, today is February 18th. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You're celebrating your birthday with this guy, Dennis DeYoung, who is 79 years old today.
was all she said. But I knew I'd heard that stranger's voice before. I turned to look into her eyes, but she moved away. She was standing in the rain, trying. The way to mourn our memories in a tiny cup. We stumbled over words we long to hear. We talked about the dreams we'd lost or given.
to London town to go, go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have the world to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. And I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
Oh, 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 oh I'm trying to learn to get better gifts, you know, anniversaries just passed. And I noticed this, Facebook and these social media sites, they know our special days. They start sending you ads. Have you seen these targeted ads? The week of my anniversary, I got this one. Maybe you've seen it. For $59, you can name a star after a loved one. Y'all see this? Name a star for $59. I was like, yeah, or for $0. I can just tell her I did. You got an inkjet printer, you can make up all kind of certificates. That's what I found out. I got Christmas taken care of. You see that one that says Alpha Centauri? That one's Uncle Jimmy now. I love you.
Now the reason we're here, as man and woman, is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and over and over. The heavens above. Talk to me, darling, with a message of love. Now the reason we're here, every man, every woman, is to help each other, stand by each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
Chrissy Hynde, Pretenders, here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you on another edition of Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon, staying dry out there. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, we lost another classic actor on Monday. We heard about Robert Duvall passing, and what was he, I think, 95? And, I didn't realize he was that old, but he was in so many great movies, and what a great actor. I came across a clip. He was on Seth Meyers' late night show, I think it was back in 2020, and he was talking about doing The Godfather with Marlon Brando. And apparently Marlon Brando did not like to learn his lines. Listen to this.
During The Godfather, Brando would just have his lines taped up, so he was basically just reading them off the wall.
When he had the big scene with Pacino in the garden, he leaned back in his lines on a tree.
had them on a tree.
Absolutely.
Well,
and then he'd have his lines here, and we'd take them away and put in a wedding invitation, then he'd have to cut.
Well, I have a photo. This is a real photo. Yeah. We did not mock this up. This is you doing a scene with Brando, and you have to hold this, the lines on your chest.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. It was great. Brando, you know, it was terrific.
During The Godfather, Brando...
Rod Stewart here at 90.9 FM, Jukebox Journey, Forever Young. Johnny G along with you. And this has been some winter so far. I mean, between the cold and the snow. Just for perspective, though, the snowiest winter on record right now in upstate New York belongs to Rochester. 1959-1960 winter, they had a total amount of snow, 161.7 inches of snow. And typically, Syracuse is the snow leader, and this year they are leading the major cities in upstate New York, 127.5 inches so far. I never knew this either, that they have something every year called, what is it, the Golden Snowball Award? Yeah, the Golden Snowball Contest. Right now, Syracuse is leading that. Rochester is in second place, way behind 100 inches. Buffalo, usually I thought Buffalo would be right up there, 80 inches, Binghamton 58, Albany 47, and New York City way down to last place, 21.2 inches. But of course, you know, winter is not over yet. Let's just hope it is. One of my favorite groups that I've really come to like is a group called The Pogues, and they just lost their drummer last week, 72 years old. He passed away, and I believe that's like the third member of that group that has passed away. But I'd like to play a song for you right now from the Pogues, and I hope you like it. Love you to the end.
He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. The water rolled down the drain as we followed him down to the station. No, he never waved goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you'll never know. Telling you, hard love woman, you ain't a hard love woman. Red sailor's only daughter, a child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Red, I really love you, I can't forget about you. A hard love woman, baby, till you find your man. Before I go,
Kiss here on Jukebox Journey, Hard Luck Woman. And of course, I got to send that one out to my wife, big Kiss fan, big Tom Petty fan first, and then Kiss. And actually, you know, Kiss, I think it was like around the mid 70s, they opened up for Black Sabbath. Yeah. And in Ozzy Osbourne's book that just came out, he talks about Black Sabbath and they go on stage, leather jackets and jeans. And Kiss would come on stage wearing spandex jumpsuits, have their faces painted, and Kiss was good. And by the time Kiss got done, the audience was like going crazy. So when the tour came around in 1977, the band went to management and said, listen, we have to have the same vibe. We can't have Kiss. They're too good. We can't have high-heel boots. We can't have studded collars. So management like, okay. So they go out and they look, they come back and they said, we found a great little band. They're out of L.A. Two brothers, one on guitar, one on drums. And they have a singer, a bass player. They haven't done much, but the first album's coming out. And they do a great cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me. Black Sabbath's like, oh, all right, sounds good. So what are these guys called? Management guy says, let me check. Oh, yeah, they're called Van Halen. So the first night of the tour, Black Sabbath, the guys in the group, they're curious to see what this band is all about. So halfway through the set, they take a peek. Right when Eddie Van Halen, who was 23 at the time, walks out on the stage alone, gets down on his knees and plays Eruption. And the crowd, of course, is going nuts. So Ozzy Osbourne, he goes back to his dressing room and he looks down. He looks in the mirror and he says, oh, fudge. Only he didn't say fudge.
Yeah. girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm to worth.
WONY Oneonta.